This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, and we're going to talk a little bit about laws, things we shouldn't have to ban. We're going to dig into all kinds of emails. We're going to dig into the election. We have all kinds of fun stuff this hour. I want to come back to this, though. I want to come back to the walls patriotism problem thing. I touched on this a little bit earlier. I want to reinforce what I said. I think the chances are not zero. I'm not predicting that Walls is removed, but I don't know that the chances are zero that Walls gets removed or stays on the ticket. I think there's a chance they replace Tim Walls. Allow me to explain. Democrats, as I said before, they know they have a patriotism problem. They are not seen as the patriotic party. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows. Every Democrat you know has an axe to grind with America, and they very rarely have something positive to say about it. It's the anti-America party. They are. That's what they are now. But older Democrats, lots of the time, they're not like that. Lots of older Democrats are former union guys, things like dad voted Democrat. And yeah, they're Democrats, but they don't hate America. Look, I have a bunch of these people in my family, a bunch of these people in my wife's family, wonderful blue-collar people who are traditional Democrats. That's how their parents voted. That's how this and that. But they don't hate America at all. They love America. We may have different views on taxes and things like that, but these are not America haters. If you're sitting, look, I'll make it about my family. If you're sitting in Ohio, where I was born, where virtually all my family and my wife's family is, if you're sitting in the Rust Belt in Ohio and dad was a Democrat, maybe iron worker, something along those lines, and you were raised Democrat, no, you're not a Republican. You don't like Republicans. You've been raised to hate Republicans, but you also like America. So Democrats today, the Kamala Harrises of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's, the AOC's, these people, they legitimately just hate this. They hate the country. And they understand their base really, really hates the country. You go find someone who hates the country, it's a Democrat every single time. So if your dome, if your walls, you know you have to speak to that voter. You have to assure that voter. That nasty feminist sitting at home with her crew cut and her cats and 19 rings in her face. She hates men. She hates herself. She hates life. And what she wants to hear from Dome is, America sucks and you're gonna hurt it, right? I hate it here. I hate myself. Where are my antidepressants? You know, if you're a Democrat politician, you have to speak to that woman while at the same time, you have to know. You also have to speak to my family in the Rust Belt who doesn't hate America like that nasty feminist does. So what do? One of the main things Democrats do, they do it so well, is they use military mascots. They will take someone who served in the military because military service is oftentimes, not always, oftentimes a reflection of patriotism. They'll take someone who has service in the military and they'll grab that guy and they'll run that guy or run that gal. And what it does is it kind of, you know, that Rust Belt, my family member, that Rust Belt Democrat. Oh, yeah, they're not really down with the tranny stuff. That's kind of gross and they don't get all that. But I mean, look, Walls served. Look, he was in the Army for 24 years. So it's enough to placate the Rust Belt Democrat and convince the Rust Belt Democrat they don't really hate the country as much as they do. Walls was supposed to be that guy. the Midwest guy. You know how he always, he even does it in this thing where he lies about his stolen valor. He even does this thing where he talks about how he's a hunter.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back, and I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states, and we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Did you hear the hunter line? I'm a hunter. He's supposed to be the mascot, the shield that guards Democrats from the America hater label. That's what military mascots like Walls are supposed to do. But if it turns out Democrats didn't vet him well enough, and Walls, if he turns out to be what he obviously is now, a liar, a stolen valor liar, he never went to war, he never deployed to Iraq. If he turns out to be a gutless coward who lied about being in war and ran out on his men, that can actually take the America hater label and make it worse. Tim Walls right now, as it stands, maybe they'll be able to salvage this or rehab him. As of right now, he's dragging down this ticket. Have you seen J.D. Vance? Turned out to be, what a great pick from Trump. J.D. Vance is out there doing exactly what you want your vice president to do. He is working hard. He's on campaign stops. He's on message. He's blasting the bad guys and blasting them in the exact right way. When you're the president or wannabe president and you choose your VP candidate, you want J.D. Vance or whoever your VP candidate to be your ally, to be your bulldog, and to give you a boost. This is what you need from your VP candidate.
What really bothers me about Tim Walz, as a Marine who served his country in uniform, when the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out.
That's what you want out of your VP candidate. The VP candidate is supposed to fill in your holes, fill in your gaps, and give you a nice little boost and a partner, an ally on the campaign trail. If Democrats over the next, oh, I don't know, you don't have a lot of time, 48, 72 hours, if they decide Walls is pulling Harris down, they might dump him. I'm not predicting that, but the chances are not zero. They might dump them. They have a big, big problem on their hands with this. A huge problem. Dear long brown snakes on a plane, master. That's wrong. You know, I tell you guys one story. Whatever. My dad has voted Republican my entire life. But this election, he claims he's going to write himself in because he, quote, can't stand to vote for either of them. Me, my wife, and family see this as stupid and think you might as well vote for Kamala with doing that. Are we wrong for thinking this? Thanks, I love the show. All right. Your dad, or maybe you have a friend, a family member in your life who's thinking this way. They're not going to vote for Trump. They're going to sit it out. They're going to vote for RFK. They're going to write in themselves, but they hate Trump, and they're not going to vote for Trump. And you are upset about that. I understand that. I do. I get it. Me, personally, I'm voting for Trump this November. But I don't have any animosity towards someone like that. And here's why. It goes back to something we talk about often. The United States of America will be saved or will be lost. And that will not be decided by the election of Donald Trump. He can help, but that is not what will decide whether or not we are saved or we are lost. What will decide whether we are saved or lost is if apathetic, demoralized, checked out Americans, whether they get involved or not. If they get involved, if they start to care, we can save this country. If they're demoralized and apathetic and lazy, we cannot. It's that simple. So if you take somebody, maybe it's your dad, we'll make this about your dad since that's who you wrote about. If your dad, he pays attention, he votes in elections, he cares about politics. Only in November, he's not voting like you're going to vote. He's not going to vote for Trump. He's not going to vote like I'm going to vote. And he has a reason for it. Like he doesn't like Trump because of whatever. It doesn't matter. You can disagree with his vote, but that is not your enemy. Your, quote, Republican neighbor who calls himself a patriot but has never voted in a local election or a primary election, that guy is much more your enemy than your father who's not voting for Donald Trump. The apathetic American is way, way, way worse than the one who's not voting this November the way you want. That makes sense? Chris, did that make sense? I always make sense, don't I, Chris? That was brilliant. What? What? Chris said, well, how do I know that dad voted in the primary? I don't know, Chris. It was a two-sentence email. I didn't get all the background on it. Maybe we should reach out, Chris, and get his life story. Why do you have to ruin everything? Anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this tranny ruling in Ohio and do some more emails. Before we do that, when I get home, you should know this. When I get home, oftentimes after working with Chris for hours and hours and hours, I'm in pain. It's really back and shoulder pain from carrying the show every single day by myself. How do I deal with that? Well, that's what Relief Factor is for. It's for the daily pain that brings you down. It's relief from the burden of Chris. It's your neck pain, your back pain, your muscle pain, your foot pain, whatever it may be. It's developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. It helps support your body's natural response to pain. You take it daily. Take it for 3 weeks. All I'm asking is by 3 weeks worth. If your pain is not gone or lowered, don't ever order it again. Almost everyone orders it again for a reason. ReliefFactor.com. Go order some. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'll get to the Ohio the tranny stuff, all that stuff in a moment, but the wife's a mess. She's not doing well. I was just telling Chris about it during the break. She's not doing well at all. You know, my wife was an athlete, like a hardcore athlete. She was on the Canadian national team. Stop it. She was born in America, Chris. One of those freak, like gymnast types. I mean, she's just a gymnast. She's an amazing one. And so this is not a lazy human being. Well, the boys are gone. The boys are out of town. I told you they're visiting her parents. The boys are visiting the in-laws. They're living it up. Grandparents. I'm sure it's all ice cream and amusement parks. They probably haven't had any nutrition anyway. So she needs things to do. And now I'm getting texts that I never, ever, ever get during the show. She's texting me things like, where are you? I'm at work. Where do you think I am? I'm live on the air. What do you mean? Oh, I know. Ha ha ha. Anyway, when are you coming home? Well, honey, the show is on from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time every single night. And every night, right about the same time I walk in the door. And yet, this is the problem. And finally, I said, oh, what's going on, baby? What's going on? She's like, I'm bored. I've already gotten all my laundry done and everything else done. This woman needs something to do. When the kids leave the house, she's not going to be okay because she can't sit around. That she doesn't have that in her. Whatever that is, that sit around and watch TV gene, she doesn't have that. I have that. When I'm off work and I'm not working out or doing something like that, leave me alone. I want to sit down and put my feet up and watch something. She can't do it. What, Chris? Have her build birdhouses? Well, Chris, it's not Marine Corps boot camp. I can't give her assignments at the house. What do you mean have her build birdhouses? What? No. And you know why that's a terrible idea, Chris? She's an animal lover. If I have her build birdhouses, then she's going to get freaking birds. Have you ever had birds? Remember the story about the guinea pigs we got? Remember that story? I realize I haven't told this story in forever. We get married. She's an animal. She's animal loving freak. She loves these things. I'm working out of town. I'm working construction. I'm never home. And so she decides, hey, what if we got a couple guinea pigs? Guinea pigs. okay, I've never had a freaking guinea pig. I guess I had a hamster or two when I was a kid. They always ended up dying, but okay, sure. If we get a couple guinea pigs, that's fine. We go to the store, we get a couple guinea pigs. And these things are the worst freaking things in the world. We had a big cage for them, and they would poop. I wish I didn't have to say that word, but they would poop. Obviously, they poop. And it's not just that they would poop. That's no big deal. Whatever. They would poop, and then they would run around the cage in a way that they would throw like the mulch and things like that that was at the bottom of the cage and the poop that was at the bottom of the cage, they would throw it out of the cage as they were running around. It was like the worst freaking thing in the world. We hated it. Finally, it got to the point we didn't want to give them away, so we started putting saran wrap around the bottom of the cage to try to keep the poop inside of the cage. And then we'd pull them out every now and then because she'd be like, I want to cut her with the guinea pigs. And we'd pull out the guinea pigs and they bite. They would take little nips at you. What, Chris? I don't have any idea. Chris said, what's the purpose of a guinea pig? The purpose was my wife wanted one, Chris. That's how these things work. Why did we end up with that useless idiot, Fred? Why did we end up with Fred? Because the wife saw cute pictures on Facebook, and soon we have this big, fluffy, 70-pound idiot. I don't know what to tell you. That's how it works. Anyway, we decide we're going to give the guinea pigs away. Well, how do you give guinea pigs away? I don't know if this website even still exists. I know I found my RV sales job off this website, so I will always appreciate Craigslist. But back then, you just put stuff on Craigslist. They had a classified section online, and we just said, hey, who wants two free guinea pigs? Would like them to go to a nice home? Some guy responds way too quickly. And obviously, I'm not going to let the wife take it over to some strange guy's house. So I had to take these two guinea pigs and I go to this really, really rough part of Tucson. It was rough. And this was the rough part of the rough part of Tucson where this guy's specific apartment was. We're talking razor wire on the fences. It was rough over there. And I had to take these guinea pigs up to his apartment and he opened up the door. And I'm not sure what to say. I don't know that those guinea pigs had a wonderful remainder of their life. I don't know how that ended up. I don't know whether they both ended up in a pita bread that night. I did not get great vibes from that. I'll just say, Chris, don't make that motion. We don't know that's what he did with the guinea pigs. Come on. We don't know. I don't want to think about that. Anyway. Sorry, guinea pigs. I wish that hadn't happened, and I hope you're in a better place now. Lord, I really don't want to meet them again one day, though. So if they're up there, will you please just set them aside? Thank you. I hope they're not throwing poop all over heaven. Anyway, I didn't mean for that to take the whole segment, but we still have to talk about the Ohio tranny thing, which I should have talked about before, but I didn't because I'm irresponsible and unfocused. I am focused, though, on Tunnel to Towers. Isn't that cool? What's better than Tunnel to Towers? You know, we used to work in the nonprofit industry for a year. I've told you this. And it was one of the most revealing experiences of my life, how dirty and evil the charity world is. Make sure you vet any charity you give to. There are all kinds of websites where you can go. They will rate these charities. The charities have to be open with their books. They have to say who's getting paid, where's the money going, or else they're not allowed to register as nonprofits, as charities. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Before you even sign up to give your $11 a month, go look up Tunnel to Towers. It's a perfect rating. Because when you give 11 bucks to Tunnel to Towers, 11 bucks a month, it goes exactly to the widows and orphans you want it to go to the veterans, the homeless veterans. Go to t2t.org and sign up today. 11 bucks a month. t2t.org. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, so it's a good story out of Ohio, but at the same time, kind of a bad story. The headline, this is from the Post-Millennial, is Ohio judge upholds a law banning child sex changes and protecting women's sports. Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory what the judge did. But every time I see these headlines, I know this is supposed to be one that makes me feel good and celebrate. But it kind of makes me go, oh, gosh, every time I see one of these. Because as we've talked about before, you shouldn't have to ban child mutilation. It shouldn't be something that you shouldn't need a law for that. You shouldn't need a judge, a state house, a U.S. house, a president. You shouldn't need the authorities in your country, your county, your state, your wherever. You shouldn't need the authorities to ban you from mutilating children. That should be something either A, you just would never do, and ideally that's what you want, or B, let's say you're some kind of demon or just some money-hungry loser who would do that for money, and that's what the medical industry is really doing. A lot of these doctors and psychiatrists and big pharmaceutical companies, they're doing it for money. But even if you want the money and would do it for money, ideally we would live in a society where you would be so afraid of being found out as someone or something that does that. You'd be so worried about about being publicly vilified that you just wouldn't do it. No amount of money would be worth it. But we now live in a country where parts of it are so broken, we have to pass laws to get doctors to stop chopping off children's penises. I have told you this before. And I really mean it. There's a story in the Bible, Old Testament, Chris. There's a story in the Bible. Remember that story, even if you're not, don't do the Bible, and if you're not a believer or anything like that. Everyone knows the story of Lot, or at least you probably know the story of Lot. Lot is this dude, and he lives, this is a story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he lives in one of these places with his family, and Lot has daughters, okay? Lot has daughters. And these places are obviously evil, evil places. And at first, at least by my recollection of it, it's been a bit since I read it, they don't lay out exactly all the reasons these places are evil. But they're so evil, you're told God has had a freaking enough of this place and he's getting ready to eliminate it from the face of the planet. And Lot is like, no, no, God, please, no, please don't. Anyway, so finally, God sends some angels down to Lot. And they knock on his door, you know, physical beings, they knock on his door. And these are dudes, right? These are in dude form, I should say. They're angels in dude form. And all of a sudden, there's a crowd outside of Lot's home. A crowd of men. And they're trying to batter down the door. Why? They found out there are new men in town visiting Lot, and they wanted to grab these men. They obviously didn't know they were angels. They wanted to grab these men, and I don't have another way to put it. They wanted to grab these men and rape them. They wanted to rape the men. And when I was a child, and I would hear these stories, in this story in Sunday school, it's one of those biblical stories that never made sense to me. And part of the story, I know it sounds terrible, but it's part of the story. Part of the story is Lot, knowing these were angels, says, no, no, please, Don't touch them. Take my daughters. Lot offers up his own daughters to the mob, and the mob says, no, we don't want the girls. Give us the men so we could rape them. And I remember as a kid, I was so, it seemed, I know this sounds ridiculous, it seemed so unrealistic to me. It was one of those parts of the Bible I thought, oh, come on, that doesn't make sense. Man, tell me that story doesn't make sense now that you look around at our society. Tell me it doesn't make sense now. How completely shattered are parts of this society and evil and broken? There are doctors and nurses who take teenage girls and cut their breasts off of them. This takes place in the United States of America. That is, whew, sometimes, man, sometimes. This is right here from the article. Mosley, then 25, described the horrific physical and emotional impacts of the medical transition she started at 15 years old, including a double mastectomy and the lifelong impacts of taking testosterone, including constant pain and genital atrophy. 15-year-old girl put under by doctors, chopped her breasts off. This shouldn't be a thing we have to ban. This should just be a thing that doesn't happen. And this is the kind of thing that actually inspires me, because I'm just like you. I have good days and bad days. I have days where I'm fired up, ready to go. And I do. I have days. I don't have them often, but I have days where I'm all, you know, screw this. I'm gonna go to a food blog or something. We can't save this place. I have that. They're brief moments, but I have those times. Whenever I have those times, I read stories like that, and I'm reminded we are facing evil in this country. Evil. Oh, and one last thing. As long as we're doing a little bit of a dark segment here, I played a little bit of this earlier, but it is kind of a big deal that we don't have a president right
now. Israel could be under attack any moment from Iran. U.S. troops in Iraq were injured yesterday. Why have we not heard directly from President Biden this week? We know he met with his team yesterday. Yep. We know today's VP Harris's big day, but he's still the president. Where is he?
Well, here's the thing. You have seen the president. He has been very clear about making sure that we continue to try to de-escalate tensions. We just put out two readouts today, a readout yesterday, and our focus right now is to make sure that we continue to try to de-escalate tensions here, and that's what the president has been doing.
We don't have a president. Oh, we put some readouts out there. The world is getting really shaky right now. And the United States of America doesn't have a president. And Democrats decided Joe Biden was too feeble to run again, yet they have allowed this man to remain president. Do I need to remind you, it's August. Joe Biden is president for months longer before whoever takes over next finally takes over. Lord willing, it's not Thome. But we have months longer. Months. August, September, October, November, December, months of not having a president. Woo! If you're the praying type, I suggest you do so, and maybe mix in a fingers crossed while you're there that nothing big cooks off. Because let me ask you something to think about. What happens if something kicks off? Joe Biden will have to pretend to be the president, but we all know Joe Biden can't make decisions, so will Dome be making the decisions? Dome doesn't care about any of that. She doesn't care about anything but running for re-election. She wouldn't even want to get involved because she wouldn't want it to go bad and make her look bad. So who would the authority be? Blinken? Secretary of State? Austin? Defense Secretary? Do they even know? Who's calling the shots? Obviously, there's an order of succession. But that doesn't matter when you still have a president. No one succeeded him. What a mess. Anyway, buy some hard assets because we got some rocky times coming. Hard assets. Right now, look, you just saw what happened on Monday. Think that's not going to happen again and again and again and again? We know these things are coming. We know because of the debt and the spending and the insanity with the interest rates. We know they're coming. Well, what stands the test of time? Well, why do you think all the big shots are buying up houses and buying up gold? That's what they're all buying. Start buying a house. Not for you. I know you already have one. Call Done For You Real Estate. Get a hold of Done For You Real Estate and figure out how to start acquiring rental properties. They will handle everything for you. They'll find you the house. They'll find you the market. They'll get you the financing. They'll handle it all. You'll start with one. It'll turn into two, three, four, five, ten one day. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm not totally sure we're not going to have to go invade Britain. Listen, they came over here, established a colony. We rebelled. Then they came back and tried to get froggy again in 1812. And we had to sort them out then too. But since then, we've had a wonderful working relationship with the English people. And if I'm being completely honest, I really have an affinity for England and the English people. I just think it's a really cool country with a cool history, and I like the people. Their food is just wretched, indefensible. But the people themselves, I have always enjoyed. I'm also a little bit jaded. Had a chance to spend a little service time with some of their troops. Studs. Total studs. The Royal Marines. Oh, yeah. I have had me some good times with the British Royal Marines. But right now, have you been tracking what's going on over there? The British citizens are finally rising up against all the imports. Those three little British girls had their throats cut by a Muslim gang, and they're rising up. And now, listen to what's happening. We may have to go invade as liberators.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
Are we going to have to go save England? Maybe we should. No, hear me out, Chris. We've always talked about invading Mexico, or at least I say we. I have definitely talked about it a lot. Liberating the Mexican people. Maybe we should start across the pond first. What if, why are you shaking your head, Chris? What, why? Yeah, we have some supply line problems, but what else is the Navy going to do? The Navy isn't doing anything else right now other than they're posted in the Mediterranean. We have the Navy to guard those supply lines. We know the routes. We've had to use those supply lines before to try to funnel everything over to Europe during WW2. So we know the landing spots. We know the supply lines. We have the patriotic British citizen who will fight alongside us, and I got to be honest, part of the only reason I did this little rant was it came out yesterday that one of these UK prosecutors, it was probably this guy, he said that it's not outside of the realm of possibility they will attempt to extradite people from other countries who are posting this stuff. For instance, me, with what I just said, they might come try to extradite me. Oh, please come over here and try. Please come over here and try. I'm dying for you two. That would be hysterical and would be wonderful publicity. Absolutely wonderful publicity. Do me a freaking favor, okay? It really is sad what's happening in Britain. And it's sad to know that it can and will happen here if we don't reverse something. Our people think the exact same way. Look, we talk about Tim Walz. Listen to this person.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
You think Tim Walz wouldn't lock you up and throw you in prison for what you believe and say if he thought he could get away with it? All these people think this way. Bunch of dirty communists.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Elon Musk will interview Trump on Monday night, Republican presidential nominee says. It's crazy to me that Elon Musk went from being this kind of brilliant dude who was sending a bunch of stuff into outer space and making these fancy electric cars to being really politically involved. I can't decide if this guy is the Antichrist or a really, really good guy, but either way, he's doing some good stuff. FBI agents execute search warrant on Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogles, News Channel 5 confirms. And of course, that's from News Channel 5. Well, if it's the FBI, I just assume they're lying about whatever they're doing. Elon Musk's ex, speaking of which, sues a coalition of advertisers over a boycott. Apparently, a bunch of advertisers got together to boycott Twitter, which he then renamed X, which is very confusing. Anyway, they got together to organize an advertiser boycott of it, and he's suing. The only reason I brought up this story is, remember, you need to sue too. Not for this reason, but did your employer give you the axe over the vaccine? That's just one of a million different examples. We have to start becoming more, get ready for this, Chris, litigious. What, Chris? That's a huge word that lawyers... No, it's not a $3 word, Chris. It's $4. DHS ends free phone calls for illegal immigrants in detention. Ends free phone calls? We are 3.5 years into the Biden presidency, and the illegals who violated the sovereignty of this country have spent 3.5 years making, quote, free phone calls. And you know what that means? That means for 3.5 years, you've been paying for unlimited phone calls from the illegals who invaded this country. Golly. Mike Johnson demands Biden immediately release any withheld aid to Israel as Middle East tension goes. Woof. I bet Joe Biden is quaking in his boots knowing Mike Johnson is about to put his foot down. If there's anything that makes Democrats afraid, it's Mike Johnson when he gets upset. After all, he's really shown some guts there. Axios lays off 10% of the staff, 90% short. Tim Walz's Department of Education lets Somali migrant fraudsters steal $250 million from needy kids. Golly, this frigging guy. Did they even bother vetting this turd before they rolled him out there as the VP? This dude is something else. We are underdogs. Harris introduces running mate Walz as a coach, a veteran, of course, and a protector of reproductive rights. Yeah, Harris, you are under something. I am going to be back tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.